All right, we're live. Welcome back, everyone. The Learning, Love and Wisdom podcast show extraordinaire with your host, Mitch Ping, the philosopher of the world and the universe, here bringing you my special guest today, who may not be named. They're trying to shut her down, but they won't. I won't allow it. Bronny's mission is too big for anyone to fuck with it. We're going to have hashtag... don't fuck with Bronny's mission. Welcome back, Bronny.
Good thanks, to have you. Mate. I love how you like almost dabbed yourself in. Like, my son would be very impressed.
Yeah, how's his YouTube going?
He's ripped. Hey, he is so dedicated to his physical performance and abilities, and he pushes the limits all the time. And he's loving it.
So he sounds like your son. Wow.
I know, right?
All right, self-ownership, creating more awareness around who you are and your identity. It's so funny because whenever we have these chats, I'll be like, Bronny, what do you want to talk about? What should we talk about? And you'll just say exactly what's been on my mind, exactly what I've been going through.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've totally just, you know, when you get... really grateful and you see the beauty of, it sounds a bit, you know, airy fairy spiritual kind of, but just hold your breath for a second, everyone listening. When you actually get a glimpse of the beauty of who you really are and how that nothing's missing. Like, you don't need to, I always thought I needed to have more money. I needed to look better. I needed to be smarter. After this course, after I read this book, after I get a client, there was like, there's nothing that you need to do in order to love yourself and see the beauty of who you are. Like, you're on the perfect path right now. When you get a glimpse at it, it's crazy. It's crazy. And Bronny's helped me with that. So I would not be where I am today without Bronny and all of the help that, you know, all the questions, all of the chats and, you know, her coming into my reality has helped me see who I really am. So, well,
you know, the quality of your life is a direct reflection to the quality of questions you ask. Not my quote, but something I grabbed a hold of and ran with. And yeah, when you've got yourself over 3,000 questions you ask yourself on a regular, you know, I just have this book and I get through them and I answer them. And then when I'm finished, I'm like, oh, well, that was a month or two. Yeah, back to the drawing board.
Reese, add to the questions, go through the cycle again.
Yeah.
So after I had that glimpse, it's probably like two weeks ago. Well, I've got my dog and I kind of went through this and I realized who I was. I'm like, before I didn't even let my Labrador, our home Labrador I didn't even let him in my room. Now they go hang out at the beach and they sleep on my bed and shit. And it's nothing to do with dogs, but it's like, what's something in your life that you've just got a hold of and you're like, fuck, this is completely different to anything I've ever done before. I've taken this next level. I feel so much more from doing this thing or hanging around this person or whatever it is, a job, a partner, you've just got into health and it's completely changing your identity. And you say, like I say to people, oh yeah, I'm hanging out with my dogs. Oh, you hate dogs. And it's like this weird identity evolution. And when it's just a constant cycle of identity crisis, fucking shit goes horrible and it blows up. And I remember you telling me this, Bronny, how it's like, wow, my whole identity is just shattered. I don't know who I am. And that is where the questions come in, because that blew my mind when you said, my whole world's changing. I don't know who the fuck I am. Identity crisis. I'm like, oh my God, Bronny's like, what's she going to do? And then bang, before I could even ask her that, she's like, so what I'm doing, I've detailed out all of the processes and the journey that I've been on, how I got out of it before, how I help others. Yep. Here's the question that you go, bang. So what are some of the questions people can ask when they're having trouble with their identity?
Well, first, I'd just like to say that, you know, the space that you're talking about, being able to get clear with what it is that you love to do or having gratitude for something that's in your life now, you've got to remember where we started. You know, like, you've got to remember the amount of noise that people have in their minds. there was so much for me to be grateful for and so much for me to be present with, but I didn't know how to be present and how to be grateful because everything was such a fucking rat race over and over and over and over again. So I guess it comes with layers, you know, like you start working on yourself, you identify a certain amount of things, and because it's so much clarity for you in that moment, you run with it and you just keep running with it. And then you don't realize that from that clarity becomes more chaos for you to like sort out and then realign. So like, I guess what I'm trying to say is the journey of becoming you is actually, it continues. So what you've learned the first time, come back and learn it again and again and again, because you refine it and refine it and refine it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. What was that?
Keep going.
Well, you threw me off by talking. So what were you going to say?
I just love how, because all nothing's created or destroyed. It only changes form, which really means if you're feeling chaos, the chaos is revealing a clarity for you, a direction for you. Yeah. And if you're feeling got clarity, then it's like, oh, I've got clarity on what my goal is. Fuck, there's a whole lot of chaos there for me to deal with and create order out of that chaos to help me grow and evolve and move towards my goal. So you always have clarity, you always have chaos, but some people, what I used to be, like you were saying, how you start the journey with all the noise in your head and you're stuck in, well, I was stuck in the positive mindset. Like, no, I need to be clear all the time. I need to, everything I say I'm going to do, I need to do all of it. Every, and you get stuck in the rigid, stuck mindset. Yeah. So when you said that, you know, you have clarity, but it's created a whole new level of chaos. And it's only until you can deal with the chaos that you can evolve and you can face that challenge. If you're never facing a greater challenges, you're not growing.
Well, I remember when I used to go through this stage, I call it the vortex of hell. Because you go, oh, I stand for this, I do this, I love this. Who the fuck am I? What do I stand for? And you're like, but I had so much clarity last week.
Yeah. And then
you go, I should know better because of the events that I've sat. So I don't tell anyone I'm actually going through this because they'll judge me for my qualifications and what I'm meant to know, or, you know, all of the above, right? So we sit there in our silence. We go quiet on Facebook. We do all these things. Well,
Are you just framing me right now? You're just talking about me.
No, it's an absolute gift. Sorry, Harmony. It's an absolute gift. It's because now it's like when I feel that chaos, now I go, oh, yeah. Yeah, what form is it going to show up in? What am I going to learn about my clarity? Yeah. You know, what am I going to discover about myself? And how have I refined what I knew before? So, and that's what I'm saying about the journey of getting to know who you are. There's a time where you're completely lost. You go to an event, you do whatever. You take off that little layer, but you don't jump fully in because that takes a fucking level of self-ownership that you're not ready for yet. And that's okay. It's part of the journey. And I think for you and me, Mitch, a couple of months ago? Oh, God, I can't even remember when. We were, I guess communicating with everybody in a way where not like we were better, but we were projecting like it's easy to get this, it's easy to get that, you should just do this, just do that. But when you really nut down the whole journey, we've got to keep that patience for people's self-journeys themselves. And that's why it's like it's a stage to go through. You've got to go through those stages. You've got to go, okay, now I'm happy with the next bit of information. Now what have I got to do? The same bits of information over again. And then find out who you are again. So it's basically just rinse, repeat. Like it's quite, it's easy, but it's scary because then you find out who you are. And then sometimes people go, well, this is who I am. Does that mean I'm with the right partner? Does that mean I like doing what I've been doing for this long? And, you know, when people have dedicated their lives to doing something out of tradition or beliefs or, you know, to please their partner because they don't know who they are. So, you know, their partner's giving them critical feedback about wasting money on, you know, fashion or whatever. And then they go, okay, well, I'll only make decisions that makes him or her happier to avoid the conflict. But then you've got this internal war of now I've got low self-worth. Now I don't know how to speak up for myself. Now I'm just a shell of myself. Yeah. And, you know, to then step into an event where you're like, I'm a shell of myself. Hi, pretty sure I'm fucked up. Like, nobody's fucked up. I know that, you know, it's never to improve yourself. It's always to find out who you truly are, your soul, your core. And so it is never, you are who you are, and that's exactly who you're meant to be. I think it's all the external feedback we get from everywhere else. Like, you know, when you start school, it's your school teachers. It's the, when you get into, you know, high school or whatever, then it's, I've got to be cool to be around these groups. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And then by the time we're, 30 or whatever, we sit there and go, fuck, I've only ever changed myself to suit the people around me in my whole life. I don't even know who that person is.
Mm.
Or they're in a relationship they don't want to lose. They avoid that conflict, and then they start blaming the partner. You changed me. You did this. You did that. And the partner's like, well, fuck, I never asked you to. And then you're like, well, could that have been my shit? Did I make that decision? 100% you did. I know I did. My ex-husband's like, well, I didn't ask you to. And I'm like, fuck, that's a good point, eh? Like,
yeah.
I just thought I was the underdog, so I then, you know, changed who I was to suit who I thought he wanted me to be. I never actually asked the question. And then after doing that repetitive behavior for so many years, you sit there and you go, I'm unhappy, but look at what I've got. You know what I mean? From that moment to now, I've got a lot less possession-wise, but fuck, I've got this internal fulfillment that you just can't put into a value. You know, you can't put it into a monetary value. You just can't. There's nothing that can replace that fulfillment. So it's a journey. Basically, I'm saying let yourself off the hook. It's a fucking journey. It's a vortex of hell. It's, you know, identifying who you are. It's asking those quality questions, but it's about knowing those quality questions as well.
Yeah, and I think.
Sorry. Then you've got to look at yourself and go, some people don't actually want to change. It's not about changing, but some people want to have those excuses that they've got. Some people go, you know, oh, I know I used to. I'm like, oh, you know, my ex-husband's an abusive alcoholic, right? And then I'm like, but don't ask me questions to get out of it, because I don't really want that. I just want to be the victim right now so that I feel like I'm not alone. It's not the victim to get attention. It's the victim so I know I can get some sort of feedback that says I'm not insane. I'm not, you know, crazy. It's okay to be feeling the way I'm feeling. But I didn't actually want to get through it. I didn't want help, like understanding it or getting out of it, because there was too many benefits for me there, excuse me, at that stage to walk away. So it took me another 2 years. And then I was in enough pain to leave. So it's just about your personal journey. But yeah, stop looking at 5 a.m. clubs or, you know, must work out this way to get these results, because it's not about that. It's about what works for you. And that's where the questions come in. You don't know what works for you until you ask the question.
Yeah. So I know, going back to the start of my journey, the biggest thing is, just a bit of a promotion here, the values, right?
Mm.
Right.
Get on, John, to my team, mate.
Yeah. So getting back to your values, I think is a very foundational and simple thing that everyone can understand, whether you want to hear it or you don't. Maybe you've got this running in the background and you're like, oh, this is bullshit. But this is like the most fundamental thing that you could ever learn. And it's that your actions represent who you are. Well, I feel like your actions, whether you like them or not, they're giving you direct feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that you love doing are your values. So if you know, you might hate, people generalize, distort, and delete. They look at their week, their month, their year, and they go, I don't know who I am. I'm shit, and nothing's working, and my past is going to equal my future. There's no hope, which I used to be like, that's how I used to think. It's like, what's the point? So then you go, okay, let me stop bullshitting myself here and generalizing and kidding myself here. What do I actually love doing? And this was the very start of my journey. Before I read any books or did any courses, I was working at Woolworths and I was like, fuck, man, this is going to, like, how long am I going to keep doing this to myself? This is not like, I'm not doing anything. Like, I just feel so unfulfilled. Like you said, I had these possessions, you know, but I didn't have that fulfillment. I had a really hard conversation with myself. What do I actually love? What's the thing that gives me the most amount of fulfillment? You know, I asked that question, but just in a different way back then, because now I've learnt.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what's the most important? Am I love working out. I just love going to the gym. It's a release for me. I feel good. I look good. Right? It's going to get me girls. It's going to get me fame is what I used to
do. I remember that phone call.
That's what I So
brought you off that pedestal pretty quick.
So I was like, okay, let me become a PT. And that was the start of learning about my values and that journey. And it just kept building and building and building. So it's very simple. We don't have to overcomplicate it. It's like, what do I like doing the most? What gives me the most amount of value? And start figuring out a way to schedule that in and prioritize it.
Sorry, go.
Yeah. Oh, you asked me. I'm curious.
I was going to say, you said something about working at Woolworths. I just wanted to jump in and say, it doesn't matter that you're working at Woolworths. Working at Woolworths could be something that is your highest dream. Working at Woolworths could have been a stepping stone while you're, you know, building finances to actually create what you wanted to create. So it's just your judgment about what you thought people would think of you working at Woolworths that actually made you like think, oh, what am I going to do working my whole life? Well, you know what? Some of the regional managers get a lot of fucking money. So if they're money driven or if they're team driven or if, you know, the quality of food is something that's actually high on their values, then they could be working that job and loving that job. So just thought I'd throw that out there. Yeah, nothing wrong with, I don't care if you want to be the best, you know, a garbage man for the rest of your life, just be the best fucking garbage man in the world, mate. Make sure everyone knows you as that fucking identity.
That's so funny you say that, because I have a memory of telling my cousin, and I was, like you said, I was down in the dumps and saying, oh, I'm a piece of shit. I only just work at Woolworths, right? And I told my cousin that. He was a bit older than me at the time, and he goes, hey, what do you mean, man? What do you mean just Woolworths? Like, that's a good job, man. Like, I've been a tradie. I've got a sore back. All I do is drink beer. Like, you're in a great, that's a great, you have no idea. And I was like, oh, that was weird. What at the start of your journey, what were the key questions that you asked you? How did values come into it? And tell me, you know, the 2 years that you went through before you took some real action.
Well, you know what? Those 2 years were very, they were necessary, because the only reason I looked into being a better person was to be a better person for my family, to be a better wife for my husband, because every bit of feedback I was getting was that I wasn't enough. So that's the only reason I went and searched for more, right? I knew there had to be more. And then I got this addiction, a great addiction. Everyone says addictions are bad, but I got this addiction to human behavior. And since I realized my little addiction to human behavior, it's become quite magnificent now. And now all I do is map human behavior and link human behavior. So someone tells me they've got a challenge, I'll go, well, here's where it stemmed from. It's got to be one of these. And my head just maps it out. And I'm like, and, you know, moving forward, this is what it would look like if you don't, you know, do something about it now. And or it'll just keep reoccurring, but it'll be different magnitudes. And, you know, I just know how to map it out so quickly. And sometimes, look, yes, there are times where I wake up and my head starts and I'm like, look, today we don't want to map anything. Today I just want to lace the fuck out in my pajamas on the couch, eating chips, watching human behavior. But you know what I mean?
So I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah. So I got that little nugget of what I love to do, and then I just, you know, grew on it and grew on it and grew on it. And even all the courses I take or do or qualifications I get, I just sit there and go, it's mapping human behavior and providing solutions to life's toughest challenges. I love it. I think it's, you know, like I've had a challenging life and I wouldn't have survived any other way. It needed to be challenging because I fucking look challenged dead in the eye and I'm like, bring it, bitch, let's go. Like, because that's how I was brought up, like that and the victim mentality that I had to, you know, shake off pretty good. But yeah, I think it was just getting to enough pain at a point where I then became a coach. So then I could like keep bettering myself for my husband, and then realized my husband actually isn't the person I needed to be with or wanted to be with because we clashed in so many different ways. And it doesn't mean that we're not good people. It doesn't mean that he's not a good person. It doesn't mean that I'm not a good person. It just means that him as him is enough. It just does not gel with me. And that's okay. He can go on his path. I can go on my path. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just I changed myself that much to be with him. And then, you know, pedestal the fuck out of him and then put him in a massive pit like I had to, right? And, yeah, so there's nothing wrong with him. It's just that he doesn't meet with my fucking values. We're just, yeah, incompatible, and that's okay. Like, I would have liked to have known the information 12 years beforehand, but then in the same sense I wouldn't have because I've got two beautiful children. They've got a future that both of their parents can, you know, co-parent and build towards. And now we've got, you know, his extended and my extended, and we've got this big village that are raising our kids. And, you know, that's also important as well, because, you know, my partner, Nathan, we have a family meeting. We sit at the table and we sit there and go, right, where, you know, mum and Nathan fuckheads, like, where are we like really dropping the ball with parenting? What feedback have you got for us? And being honest with them in that moment, like if I've gone, oi, like, you know, if I'm coaching or something, oi, shut the fuck up sort of thing, then I get off and they go, oh, mum, that was a bit brutal. And I just turn around and go, yep, but that moment happened because I was, you know, that's high value of me, like for me. I love my coaching. I, you know, that's why I reacted that way. And it gives them a vulnerable space to just go, why did I react to that thing mum told me to do? Or why did I react to that thing Nathan told me to do? So that it just allows them to take off those little layers and actually accept themselves for both sides of themselves, not just the praise and the, you know, the good, but also the bad, like, because we've all got it, but we try and disown it, right? So that just allows them to own themselves because we own ourselves, if that makes sense.
Yeah. What role do you think accepting others and stopping the judgment that you're putting onto others has to do with your own self-acceptance? Are they related at all?
Yeah, mate, just get a mirror. It's just, that's as simple as it is. It's just a reflection of you. It's literally, yeah. So the parts that we see and judge in others is a pure reflection of ourselves. And if the biggest one people challenge me on is, so if I think my partner or their brother is lying, you know, does that mean I'm lying on the inside? No, but you're lying to yourself about the fact that he's going to change. So you are, like, you are reacting to something that's true inside you. You're just trying to label it as a certain thing. So it's everything externally that fires you the fuck up is either attacking your highest values, or it's just a reflection of you. Either way, it's a reflection of you anyway, but it honestly, you only see it because it's a reflection of you that you decide. So that means your partner in your life is your most valuable tool to understand who you are, right? Yeah, they're a gift, even if they are a fuckwit.
Yeah. Or we're fuckwits as well.
Yeah, 100%.
We're massive fuckwits.
Yeah, I know, right? Come on, I'll tell you, no. We're live, no. Absolutely. I actually just owned, I, as you know, just finished an event with Dr. D. Martini, and I owned Being the Grim Reaper. Killing off things. Yep. I owned it right down to.
You're a serial killer. Actually, you probably shouldn't say that because you get more banned.
Oh, mate, just add it to the list.
Psychologically, metaphysical Grim Reaper. Yeah. Taking dead souls and turning them into light.
Yeah. Well, that was, look, there was a long-winded way that we got to that, but it actually collapsed something massive. And I'm not sure if you can tell, but Bronnie's a little bit different. I'm in such a place of love and gratitude right now that everything is just one. Everything, every object, nature's beautiful. I had a beautiful sunrise with Tash this morning. and just sitting there and like the energy, like it, the world's just gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. And no, I don't fill my head with all the news and, you know, oh, there's a 10 killings here. Well, guess what? There's 7 billion people still alive. And that's what I focus on. So yeah, it's just life's beautiful right now. I did a few Demartini methods over the last week, and I'm now doing them that fast that I can do a couple of days. So I think I need to slow down just a little bit because I feel like fluting, like I'm just one. So it's cool. I know that's going to sound so retarded to so many people, but you know,
I totally feel you, because I was at the, on the, I just a casual 7-hour beach walk with the dogs yesterday.
Yeah, nice.
And I was talking to people, and I would talk to people, and I no bullshit, I'd look at just some random old lady, and I'd like, hey, how are you going? And they would say, oh, you have amazing dogs. I'm like, thank you. And I have no words. I'm just looking at you like, wow, you're so beautiful. Like, your dog, yeah. It's so nice. And there's no words. So I know what you mean. It's like airy fairy kind of like, how do I describe what's going on? Nothing makes sense, but everything makes sense. And
yeah,
it's just love. Yeah. But yeah, like we keep saying, all of that is created from the noise that's in your head. And something you said before, where it's like, if you're feeling like a fuck up or an idiot, or you're resenting the people around you, or you're not feeling like you're on the right path, what role does hope, faith, belief, that, because you said, I just knew I wanted more. I knew I wanted more. But when you're in that dark hole, it's hard to believe that there is more. So what role does like faith in yourself, belief that things can get better, belief that things can change, like what role does that play a role?
I don't know why I see this differently now, but when you say hope, faith, and belief, that's exactly what's holding you back, because you have hope in others, faith that they'll rescue you, and belief in the shit they believe in. So the point is, once again, you just don't know who you are and what you stand for, because you've changed and altered your belonging for other people for your whole life. It's really that simple. You can say hope, belief, faith, and belief, you know, hope that there's light at the end of the tunnel, or faith in a God, or belief from a tradition that my grandma had, but in the end, it's still to old people. It's still to the old. It's like, what are you? And why are you following those things? So for me, it was just because I knew there had to be more. Like, I knew there had to be a way that I could understand me more. I knew, and you know what? the biggest part that made me understand myself more than anything was, I'm fine the way I am. Like, I don't have to rid myself of half of who I am by pretending that I'm not evil, and that I'm not manipulative, and that I'm not, you know, judgmental, and I'm not this, and I'm not that. Like, we're all everything. And it's when you get to the point that you are that you actually go, okay, now I've got to find out more. And that's what I love about the effects of myself and Nathan being on this journey. And, you know, Sean's on the journey, my ex-husband, in his own way, in a different way, but supports, you know, whatever we do. So I think the beauty of that is that the kids can just be them. They don't have to go, oh, I've got this anger, and anger is bad. No, fuck off, anger is not bad. I can clean this house in an hour, top to fucking bottom, when I'm angry.
Just look at Mike Tyson.
Yeah, right? Like, Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? Like, there's benefits to everything. We're just told that to be angry is wrong, to be reactive is wrong. Well, how about we get to the source of the reactive? Is it because your true self is being challenged that you're reactive? Is it because there's a trauma that keeps playing back that you don't know how to communicate? You know, every bit of abuse or anger comes from lack of communication, either within your values or from a trauma, or, you know, and when I say trauma, look, heaps of people describe that in so many ways. It could be our brain takes snapshots, right, of moments, events in our lives. And you're at a barbecue, it could go for 9 hours, like, you know, a couple of bevvies around the fire. We're all there for a few hours. It's not going to take every snapshot, but what it's going to do is the conversation that hurt you the most, or the part that made you doubt yourself the most, is going to be right in front of your face, and you're going to remember that. And if it's someone that had a go at something you love, you're going to be like, oh, is that fucking dog going to be there this time? You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as if we haven't all said that, but you know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, that person's here, I'm not going.
Or you're really excited or enthused about going to like a party or hanging out. And then like just before you find out someone else is going to be there and you go, uh-oh.
Yeah, right.
That fantasy is crushed now. I don't want to go.
Yeah, but then you create a false positive that because that person and you had a run in the last time, you've now created a false positive that it's going to be the same way this time. And then you create this behavior rather than just being self-ownership and going, yeah, oi, Brazzy, not coming, man. I don't like the energy that's there. I'm in my lane at the moment. Thank you for the invite. But right now I just don't need the external noise. You know what I mean? Like, and then you have to do the self-ownership, you know what I mean? Like, you've got to sit there and go, okay, what is it about that person? Why am I intimidated? Do I just not like the conflict? If I don't like external conflict, where's my internal war? You know, like, all of these things, you're just going, my head just goes off in fucking questions everywhere. But, yeah, it's just about understanding why. It's okay. People are just told that it's not okay. It's not okay that you don't like my mother. Fuck off. Yes, it is. Until you like yourself, how are you meant to like anyone else? Really, that's all it comes down to, because they're a reflection of you. There are parts of you that you have been told aren't good enough, or they're parts of you that's displaying a behavior that you have to judge, because if you don't, then your husband's an all right person, right? So you've got to make a big thing of it. Does that make sense? Or husband or wife. I should say / because apparently I'm all about the men.
Get the pronouns right, Bronnie.
Hey?
Get the pronouns right.
Get the pronouns right. Oh, don't start at me with languaging. There's your feedback, mate.
So let's talk about the journey of your events. And because I know you've been doing these events, these weekends where we get in there and really soak up the wisdom of all of the pain and the challenges and the shit that you've been through. You've just converted it into a fucking 2-day thing, which is just mind blowing. The amount of people that were gobsmacked by Brian, you haven't actually answered all of these 3,000 questions on your own though. Have you just kind of Googled them and put them in?
Yeah. How the fuck am I meant to go and create a course? Not that I give everybody 3,000 questions in the course. That is just some people are like, yeah, not going to answer that. Fuck that. Like, you know what I mean? But I do have about 600 in there. But it's also about, you know what? If you've got that question right now and for you, you don't know that question, that's okay. Go to the next question, because that's your first script of you. And then print it out again and do it again and then print it out. And then one day you're going to sit there and go, fuck, I answered all the questions and I answered it to a depth that I've not even realized yet. Because the questions are
and you can see the progress.
Yes, and it's all about the quality questions. Oh, if you ask a non-quality question, then you're going to get a shit answer and then you're going to stick in that loop and still think you're not good enough for anything. So with my 2-day event, it's like, it's actually evolved. Obviously, it grows. This will be my third time.
God.
All of the days just, excuse me, roll into one. But it's my third time teaching it, and it's completely changed. It used to be about journaling and being able to dump all of your thoughts on paper. Excuse me. Now it's just a whole new level. It's just, there's some writing techniques in there, but it's nothing about journaling. It's all about, you know how people go here, do the work, do the work, do the work. What the fuck is the work? This is the work. It shows you how to identify your work. It shows you the most common problems in relationships. It shows you why you go through a plateau. It shows you how, you know, it asks you quality questions about why you perceive you're not reaching your goals. And then it shows you step by step how to identify why you're not, but then gives you the solution on how to. So it's like, it's just like, I can't even put it into words, because it dissects where you are and then plans out where you want to be, but from your answers, nobody else's. And you don't have to share it with anybody, or you could share it with the world. It's entirely up to you. Yeah.
I feel like that for me has been my greatest, you know, I was saying before, I say your actions will represent, and then you go back and say, what actions did I do this week? What actions did I feel fulfilled from?
Yeah.
And one of the things is, because I'm always like, oh, I've got to post content, or I've got to say the right things to the right people and all this kind of thing. And I get it's that noise that's created in my head. But when I ask these questions and I do, you know, I do the work, I do the actual identifying, I work through the quality questions, and I get that glimpse of who I am, there's no, like, it's not even a thought of, or how do I share this? What do I share? What do I say to people? It's just like, you just authentically express who you are, and you know what to say and how to say it, when to say it. And it's like, it's such a simple thing to just figure out who you are, and your actions would figure themselves out, really. It's kind of like the he who has a why can figure out the how, sort of, you know, where's the meaning? What's the point, sort of?
Another thing people say to me is, you know, oh, I can't even possibly get to your level, so I'm just not even going to try. The only reason I'm at my level is because I'm authentically being me. Questions, mind mapping, human behavior, linking human behavior, finding solutions to life's toughest challenges, that's me. That's who I am. It doesn't mean that your journey is going to look the same way, but obtaining tools to be able to even start your journey is, you know, to find out what side of it is for you, what, you know, what is and isn't for you, what lights you the fuck up, and when did your fucking spark get, like, when did that light go out? When did your lip get fucking, like, put out and shit? Like, because one thing I know is that I've always been very sporty, like, gymnastics champion in New Zealand, fucking love the shit. I loved getting the ultimate performance out of my body. Well, of course I did, because, you know, the last few years of my twin sister's life, she was a vegetable. So I had to be the counter opposite to what I believe she was capable of. And it's so beautiful to see the synchronicity of how that's evolved throughout my life. And then when my mask got taken off about the true person that I was, I broke my back. So my physical ability was taken away. But that's when I got to have the gratitude for the mental stability when you don't have your physical ability.
Mm.
Yeah. So it was, oh, mate, it's been a divine vortex of I can't say a hell when it's divine, of synchronicity. There you go. All of D. Martini's words straight back at you. I just spent 5 days with him.
It's hard not to. It's hard not to.
I know, right? Yeah.
So, yeah, that's when you get me, is when you go on a speech and my mind's just the noise is clear now. I don't know what question to ask, but what are some simple actions that people can do to kickstart that? Because something I was thinking of before is this mind-blowing concept of sort of like compound interest, where it's like, if you have two bank accounts and you invest in, you know, the one that is aware of who you are and takes action and has the courage to express who you are and, you know, ask those hard but quality questions, and another bank account of like instant gratification and victim mentality and all this kind of stuff, right? If you go every day and you deposit all in the blaming, complaining, justifying account, it's going to compound.
Yeah.
Almost like, I give you another analogy. It's like if you have a garden and one side of the garden is beautiful roses and flowers and tulips and daisies and sunflowers, and then this other side here where there's weeds growing everywhere, it's not trimmed, or, you know, and you don't even do anything to the garden. And if anything, you go out there and, you know, you shit in the weeds. You just you fertilize the weeds. You're shitting in the weeds. Now, is that visceral enough for everyone listening? You're shitting in the weeds in the back.
You and taking random shits in places. I fucking don't know, mate.
Don't tell everyone that.
To let the cat out the bag.
Well, I'm a camper, mate. I'm van life, right? So that's obviously, it's not you don't go straight from shitting in the weeds to like fertilizing and watering and nurturing the flowers or investing into that account straight away. But it's the first step is you said it before, is the awareness of what are my accounts? What are my actions? Where is everything going? Who am I? What are all the pieces? Let's lay it all out and let me, okay, I've got 10 things that I know I can improve on. I've got 10 things that I'm doing well. Let me just slowly start converting these little things into investing in myself and who I am and watering that beautiful side of the garden.
Well, not only that, I think Demartini says it in his Breakthrough Experience book. He gives an analogy about an old neighbor that he used to do yard work for. And he says something about, she says, well, you can't grow a garden full of flowers if you don't remove the weeds. And that's like our brain. That's like how the analogy he thought of. It's like, you know, if you've got all these beliefs and traditions and you know, identity projections from other people about what you're best at, what you should do, you know, why did you do that? That's against the family. That's against this. That's against that. You know, like you've got all of those weeds in there. If you don't pull them out by finding and asking quality questions about who you actually are as a person, those weeds stay in there. And guess what happens? We all know what happens when you don't fucking pull the weeds out the garden. It takes the fuck over. And that's where we're at when we go, I don't know, or, oh, good one for me was every time someone asked me, do you want to go out for lunch? Do you want to go have a coffee or whatever? I'd say, I have to check with the husband. That one fucking answer, I have to check. Now, there's two things. There's two reasons why, right? Because one, I'm like, nah, I don't really want to fucking catch up with you, so I'm going to use him as an asshole to get out of it. And the other one is, let's be real, right? The other one is, I can't spend any money or go to any destination without him losing his shit, because in his view, all confirmation biases aside, in his view, I was a stay-at-home mum and he had to work 12 hours a day. So who the fuck was I to go out and spend the money he was making? So regardless on how we got the businesses, you know, how we did everything, the point is that's how he felt. So, but when you get to a point of not being able to have that hard conversation with your partner, you either have the hard conversations or you store it up and then you blame them and you resent them for changing who you are as a person. So when I said that, I don't know what stage of my personal development journey I was on, but I went, oh yeah, no worries, I'll just check with Sean. Am I actually asking him if I can leave the house when I've got keys, I've got phone, I've got wallet, is that a thing? And then I'm like, holy shit, that's a fucking thing.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I have no idea who I am. No idea. Because everything I go, oh, I wonder how Sean would feel. I have to check with Sean. I have to do this.
Yeah.
I know, but that's how real it was for me, because if he'd come home from work and he'd already have a few under his belt and then he's only going to keep drinking the whole night, that coffee can turn into a fucking like massive problem, because he's going to go and say something about it. And I'm going to go, how much is a coffee compared to a cart of piss? You fucking saying about this, something about the way I'm drinking, blah, 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 you know, and it just gets worse. So you just try and crawl into a hole or shell and just fucking hide.
Sorry, I'm just going to do nothing. And then maybe that will be okay. But then you do and nothing. And then that's you're thinking, but if I do nothing, then they're not going to like that either. Oh my God.
Right.
I do what I want to get told off.
Yeah. You do the chores.
And then I do what they wanted to get told off. Like,
yeah. Yeah. that's what my life was, mate. Like,
that was me. Yeah,
as long as dinner's out and ready, the kids have got all their homework done. Like, I had this mental checklist. If I heard the tires come down the driveway and the shuffle told me how much you've been drinking.
So, oh, wow. Human behavior.
Yeah. You hear that echo and you're like, oh, fuck, have the kids done this? Did I do that? Did I do that? Have the dogs been fed? Oh, fuck, I forgot to do this. And you're racing to somewhere and you're fucking like, yeah, no, I've done all that. Like you know, it's fight, flight, freeze consistently, even when you're asleep, because you've woken up several times to your phone being held in your face. You know what I mean? Like, I was never able to, like, never's a very, you know, always word, but it's a, I can't remember when I was able to actually relax and not be on guard. Oh, yes, I can. It was when I used a death in the family as an excuse to be sad. And then don't approach me because I'll fucking eat you alive. That was my rest and digest time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's when I get a break, because I'd lose my shit if he'd come near me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know at the time. It's not like I sit there and go, ooh, you know, how could I conjure up this? No, that's not what it was. But when I look back now, I'm like, oh, my God, I just wanted a rest. Mm. So all of a sudden I'm upset about this, you know, this death in the family, and I'm like, okay, I can see how that benefited me. You know, I can see how I used that to my advantage so I can fucking rest. It may have prolonged it a couple of days, but, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's such a – one of the questions that I love, and this is I want to first explain, this is an extremely difficult question to answer, even for me. And I've been doing this for a couple of years, and I really follow this concept and this way of living in philosophy or whatever. But it's like something absolutely horrible happens, or I'm looking back at a past memory that I think is really, it's all bad, it's horrible. I don't want it to happen again. This sucks. And I go, okay, what's the benefit of that? How is that helping me to understand who I am more? Mm-hmm. And if you can like binge eating or what's another one? You know, I'm in a shit unfulfilling relationship, or there's been a death, or, you know, how is this helping me? How is this? What's the benefit of it? And then you get to those questions like, oh shit, it gives me a break from my abusive ex-husband. Shit.
Yeah.
And it's not until, and you see it when we work with clients and we see they're like, nah, no benefit. Okay, keep going. What's the benefit? And then the light comes back in their eyes,
and you're like, you've already written down the answer because you know where it's heading. I go, oh, hang on a sec, and I write it down and I turn the page. If they're sitting in front of me at the time, I'm like, nothing. You're they give so me the answer, cheeky. And I'm like, you mean that one? And they're like, yes. And you got it like 5 minutes in, and they're like, why do you do that? Why don't you just tell me the answer? It's like, I can't tell you the answer because then it feeds my self worth, not yours.
Yeah.
If you find the answer yourself. If I go la 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 la, that's the question, and the questions are the answers, because the questions bring the information from the subconscious storage in your mind to the prefrontal cortex. The questions are the answers. That's why they come forward. It's like you have the information; it's all in there to ask you the question for you to identify it. Your self-worth is built, because guess who found their own fucking identity, their own reflection point, their own drive? You. There's coaches out there, and look, I don't know if it's they've just never been taught a different way, or they haven't done enough work on themselves to be able to actually recognize it, but some coaches will actually give you the answer. And if they give you the answer, that means they want you to get the progress more than you do. Sometimes not, but they want you to get the progress so that you can toot their horn. But then you become in debt to them, because all you think is you need to reinvest and invest and invest in them. And that's because you put your self-worth in their hands, as if they've got the answers. That is somebody that is charged in their own life, and they're directing you towards where they want you to be. That is dangerous in a coach. Look out for it. Seriously. Yeah, that's the biggest thing in coaching. Yeah. And people go, but I can't find the answer. I'm like, well, I'm just going to sit here and ask the question with different languaging. And they go, oh, I love it when, you know, rah, rah, and they're like, oh, wow. And I'm like, what's that exactly? You know, because you've just got to, if their brain understands a certain verbiage, it's going to be like, I know what you're trying to do here. No, thank you. Shut down. And I'm like, oh, yeah, see you. Yeah, mm-hmm. Then we ask a few different questions coming from different angles, and the brain's like, oh, tell you all about it. It's this and this, and you're like, So you've got to be able to recognize what the brain's activity is doing while you're coaching, how to identify it, know the patterning of their neurocircuits that are firing off at that one time, right? And then knowing how to crack the fuck into it and get them the result anyway. But the first thing you've got to ask them is, do you actually want to be here, or do you have too many benefits to fucking this thing that you actually don't want to work through it or collapse it?
Yeah, and I think coaching is another way to say teaching or leading or helping people, really, I think. is if you're a mum or a dad or at work, or you don't want to create people that are, I don't want to say you don't, I don't think it is wise if you want to master your life to create people around you that are dependent on you, because then you have like a bunch of, I don't even, you just don't, why don't you want people who are dependent on you?
Because I already ran a trade company. I don't need a grown-up fucking childcare center.
Yeah.
I don't need that. I need people that are going to get into pain, ask for my help, but then sit there enough and then send me the result they got because they did it themselves, because they're becoming independent to their own results rather than relying on me. And,
So much and more fulfilling. You know what?
Some people don't talk to me through that. They go, you weren't available for me and I needed you here. And I'm like, oh, sorry, was I not allowed to sleep or be with other clients? And they go, but I'm so glad you did, because this is what I learned and this is what I did. And this, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, there's benefits to me not talking to you. Oh,
well, they're like, you bitch, because they're like, you fucking did that deliberately. And I'm like, oh, no. And it says at the last part of my notes of their coaching, next time they call for help, leave them in their silence for at least a couple of hours before you reach out. Because how are they going to learn their independency if I don't? They're always going to be reliant on me, and that means I'm a shit coach. They need to be able to do and duplicate what I teach them over and over and over again. If I keep rescuing them, they're not going to get there.
Yeah, and if you have dependent people on you, they're not independent, they're not being themselves, and the most value you'll get from other people is when they realize their own identity.
Yep. That's exactly right. And they
help you grow. I'm more of myself. I help them grow. They become more of themselves, and their value just...
Yep. Mm-hmm. And when someone calls you in tatters and goes, oh, I've got this going on, you're like, welcome to the vortex of hell.
Yeah.
We all float down, you know?
Oh, really? That's what happened. And you're like laughing. You're like, don't laugh. It's like, no, it's time for growth.
Oh, no, look, any of my clients ringing me like that, they 100% know I'm laughing, because I'm like, awesome. Or I'm not really laughing. If they're in lots of pain, obviously, I gauge the situation. But they're like, oh, my God, I don't know this, I don't know that. I'm like, better quality question. Who is that now coming from? How have you refined that information? What are you looking forward to finding in this chaos right now? How are you going to turn it into clarity? Who do you have to speak to? What do you have to learn? And they're all just like, whoa, that's heaps different to the way they used to look at, you know, the fucking dark hole, as everyone calls it.
Mm.
I got into this hole, man. I couldn't get out. Yeah, you know what? We all do. No one's special. I don't care how fucking, you know, how many boats your neighbor has or how fucking his life looks. I don't give a shit. Everybody has their shit. Everybody has their judgments. Everybody has their shit. It's just the way it is. Whether your shit benefits you and you're like, I like this identity that I have all of these things and this nice house and I don't want that to be stripped away. It doesn't mean that it's going to be stripped away. But if you don't want people to know the real you, then you're the only person that's going to sit with your internal war thinking that you should be different when you're just being you. Just own that shit. But there's a process to owning it. So
what's the process? How can people learn more and suck up some of your wisdom?
Well, it's not even just about sucking up some of my wisdom. I've got an event at the end of this month, August 20 and 21st, so next weekend. But it's not even just about working with me. It's about go and do your research around someone that teaches human behavior, someone that talks about human behavior. Go and do your research on who's out there and find out who you resonate with and who you want to do your work with. Because if you go and do your work with somebody else that somebody else recommends and you haven't seen this person talk and then you go and jump into an event, probably not recommended, because if anyone comes to my event, you're going to hear fucks, you're going to hear shits, you're going to hear all of this different languaging. So if you're a non-swearer, probs don't attend. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't mean I'm the perfect person to do your work with, but I do know that I'm very good at linking human behavior. I'm very good at offering solutions to life's toughest challenges. And if that's what you need, then, and like, you know, reforming or refining people's identities. And that's not to change who you are, it's so that you can be who you are. and be loved and accepted for exactly who you are, because in the end, that's all we all want anyway. So do your research, ask your questions. I don't give a shit how many people ask me questions. No one can contact me at the moment because I'm banned from Facebook and I'm banned from
They can contact what's the best way to do this? Can they contact you?
I don't know. Oh, they can contact the Be Courageously Authentic Instagram page. My coaching page is still there, but I can't actually get any of the messages because I've been banned off Messenger. Like, they've just shut it all down. So, and to the people or person, whoever it was that put in the complaint, there's going to be a counter complaint, but it's actually going to be from the investigators because I'm done with this shit.
The Grim Reaper's coming.
Hey?
The Grim Reaper's coming.
Oh, yeah, the Grim Reaper. No, it's not even about the Grim Reaper. It's not even that I want revenge. It's the fact that I was actually speaking to a suicidal person on video call. Random person rings me about to commit suicide. Facebook shuts my fucking account down because someone's
call.
Hey? No, not in that call. No, okay. But just the day or two after.
Yeah.
I only had contact with that person by that. I cannot contact that person for over 30 days. And I'm like, if he dies, that's why the investigation's going down. Because my platform and what I do on that platform is so much more important than anybody's beef they have with me. Anybody that just wants me off the fucking, if you want me out of the human behavior industry, dreaming. Like, you can try as hard as you want. I ain't going nowhere and never will. It's taught me to like think outside the box. And it's taught me to ask for, even if people randomly call me, video call me because they've been told I'm the person to talk to while about to, you know, do something to themselves, get their fucking mobile number in case it drops out, because you never know who's going to be a dickhead and get me banned off Facebook for false allegations. That's taught me a lot. It really has. And what do I do? Refine and come back stronger. Yeah. Head down, bum up, learn, break through all my own shit. Because that's another thing. I don't know how many people say to me, go, oh, so you're a coach and you do this and you do that. Mate, if someone says to me, hey, Bronny, ever smoked weed? Yeah, man, you? Like, I don't give a fuck about what anyone thinks of me. But the point is, if you don't like me, there's three dots in a fucking block. Just do it and get the fuck out. Make room for other people. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Like, I don't give a shit what people say, because we, even as a PT, mate, and I think I've said this before, as a PT, there's a stigma on you to be, look a certain way, be a certain way, rah, rah, rah. And you probably put that expectation on yourself as well. When you're a coach, people go, you can't lose your shit. Why not? Because my brain is now functioning different to yours. Okay, cool. Sounds like a plan. You know, like, people put these stereotypes on us to not lose our shit, know better, do this, do that. But you can't change reactive behaviors. Excuse me, none of us wake up in the morning and go, hey, I'm going to fuck someone's shit up today. I'm going to lose my shit at my partner today. I'm going to yell at the kids. None of us do that. None of us. And you know what? And if you wake up and you do that and that's your goal in life, go you. You know what I mean? Like, but you don't sit there and say, wake up in the morning, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But it fucking happens, and it's okay that it happens. We just beat ourselves up for it. So we're not magical people. We might not have a little bit more clarity in our lives and a little bit more emotional balance, but we're nothing special. We just love what we do and do what we love, and we can teach others how to do the same. And it's really that simple. Take away the noise. Take away all the shit from others and find out who you are. That's what it's about.
So if you'd like to know more, comment in the Facebook. Also, hashtag replay, hashtag live. I know that I've seen some people watching live here in the middle of the day. Say hello. Is it any comments? You got it up? Anyone saying hello? Hello.
Oh, I didn't. Hello. Where are the comments? Maybe, are you talking to a tech talk?
Oh, mate? No. Yeah. You wouldn't have it up because you're not allowed. No,
because I'm not on Facebook.
The couple people watching live now, what's the question? Do you have any questions? If you're watching the replay, give me a hashtag replay and comment me if you would like me to send you a message. I'll give you contact information for Bronny's Instagram. If you have any questions for me, I'll do my best to answer them. And, yeah, if you want some people to research or tell me about who you are or what your goals are, we can point you in the right direction.
That's right. If you have questions about what we've said, awesome. Because if we don't know the answer, guess who's growing? And if we do know the answer, that's awesome too. If you reach out to somebody, you shouldn't feel like you have to sign up with that person. You shouldn't feel like you have to sit the event. The point is, like, this is for me anyway. I can't talk for everybody, but for me, if you're in my room, when I get to teach, that to me is a fucking gift. It's a blessing. It's a privilege to have been able to, in my lifetime, teach you in my classroom or in my Zoom event or whatever it is. It's not about, oh, how much can I get from you? It's about, hey, what did you learn? And how has it impacted you since then? And you know what? Who did you inspire by doing that? And excuse me, that becomes the ripple effect. And that's what it's about impacting as many fucking families or as many households as we can in our lifetime.
Yep. So yep. Comment me if you're watching the replay, or if you're listening to this podcast, send me a message and let's evolve. Let's figure out who we are. Let's be more grateful, more loving, more wise. And what are your closing words here, Bron?
I was going to say, well, that's all very airy fairy. Grateful, when I was addicted and ungrateful and shit, I would have been like, fuck that shit, that's too crazy for me. You know, if you want to make sense of your pile of shit that keeps just taking away, then ask us some questions. Either you can work with either of us in an event. I've got one now, another one in November, or you can work with Mitch or work one-on-one if you don't want everyone to know your shit. There's just so many ways you can do it, but we only know what you like or what you need, what you want, once you've given us the information. But if you are not going to grow by sitting my event, don't expect me to take your money. Because some people try and give me the money, like, oh, I'm just going to pay. I'm like, no, because what you're going to do is resent the event. You need to be at this. If you can do this, this, and this, and this, and show me proof, then you can sit my event because then you're ready. And not everybody's ready, mate.
Yeah.
They just think they are because they're in hell and they're like, oh, I've just got to find, you know, a bit of clarity for this or a bit of clarity for that. Well, do you actually want it though? So I ask qualifying questions, I guess. Yeah, for people to sit my events because I don't want to fuck your first experience. I want your first experience to be awesome. So if I can send you some value to be able to get you to a certain point, that's what I'm going to do. Because when you sit it, it's game time.
Yeah.
You can't have to tell. I love it. Eh? I'm like, oh, the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, you asked the call. Oh, okay. You qualified. All right. Let's have some fun. It's game time.
It's game time.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Closing words. Thank you, Mitch, for risking yourself for me to be able to have this platform with you. Hello to all the Facebook friends that I know that are friends with you.
That's why I did this. Sorry, not sorry to cut you off. If you know that someone follows Bronny, send this to them because they're not going to know. So send this, because this is on Mitch Ping's profile. Send it to anyone in the Bronny universe, please, please. That's why I did this, because they're trying to shut her down. So please send this link, share it. If you don't know how, ask me, how do I share it? Just copy the link, send it to them on Messenger, tag them, do anything, and get this video out to anyone in the Bronny world, please.
Thank you so much for that, Mitch. I really do appreciate you allowing myself to use your platform and to reach as many people as I can. You know, to me, I don't care if I'm teaching to 3 people or 90 people. I'm just inspiring lives. So I do really appreciate you giving me this opportunity. Much love, mate.
Much love. See you, everyone.
All right, bye.
Oh, Tash, Julie, thank you. I see you. Thank you, Tash, just commented. What's up, Tash?
Yeah.